What is good? This is Renegade X. You are now listening to an episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast, where I talk about certain topics and events, and I will give my opinion about them. And before I begin, I know the audio sounds different. Long story short, my laptop's hardware is messed up, and I have to get a new laptop. So in the meantime, the episode is gonna have to be like this for now. Now for this topic, it is the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation, the Oscar slap. A lot of you know by now about the infamous Will Smith slapping Chris Rock moment that happened at the Oscars. On the surface, it looks like someone got offended by a joke, but it's deeper than that. Alright, so this is from what I know and what I have heard. Chris Rock said, "Will, Jada, love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it." So, for those that don't know, G.I. Jane, and this little paragraph is from the Wikipedia. G.I. Jane is a 1997 American war drama film directed by Ridley Scott and starring Demi Moore, Viggo Mortensen, and Annie Bancroft. The film tells the fictional story of the first woman to undergo special operations training, similar to the U.S. Navy SEALs. So basically, a female soldier. And in that movie, G.I. Jane doesn't have any hair. And comedians, they crack jokes on anyone. When comedians tell jokes, it's nothing personal. If you really think about it. And also, apparently Jada is dealing with alopecia, which is a condition that makes you lose your hair. If you look at the full clip, at first Will and Jada were laughing at the joke. So what made Will go up there and slap Chris? I believe Jada gave Will a look and sipped him up there like an attack dog to slap Chris Rock. And is now looked at like the biggest simp of the century. Alright, I'm gonna go surgical with this one. This whole Oscar incident has brought to light many things. This year's Oscar was all black directing. Number two, you have a black man slapping another black man on national TV at the Oscars. The same Oscars that a lot of black people break their necks trying to get into. And also, if I remember correctly, Will and Jada tried to boycott the Oscars last year. Or maybe the year before that, but they did try to boycott the Oscars. Sorry for the pause, I'm just reading my little script here. Number three, the slap, that's literally cancel culture personified. When someone gives a critique or says anything, and some people or a certain group of people don't like, bam, hit them with the cancel hammer. Let's dig up something in their past that they did or said, even though that person changed their ways and don't have that same thinking process. Like people don't change, and then bam, hit them with the cancel hammer. let's not cancel those that are causing messed up stuff to happen. People who are really doing some messed up stuff. Number four, this day and age we live in to where you have to watch what you say. I've heard comedians say it's hard for them to say the jokes that they want to say. Cancel culture is literally sucking the fun out of comedy. Trust me, we need comedy. If not, this world would be really depressing. Cause for those that don't even know they had, for those that don't know, they had tried to cancel Dave Chappelle last year. Yes, the Rainbow Coalition tried to come after him, but it didn't work. And during that show, he didn't say anything offensive at all. I think he just mentioned the Rainbow Coalition in that suit. Now here's some more info about Will and Jada that has been coming out. Jada didn't even want to marry Will. And also when their daughter, Willow, wrote a letter to Tupac when she was 11 years old. Excuse me. 5 years after Pac had died. Now if only, I'ma have to leave a link to what the letter said if I can, you know, find a video. Shouldn't be hard really. It's everywhere. Or maybe a picture, then I'll put it in the description. Another video that's out there is when Will was talking about Jada's 40th birthday party. When Will was talking about the party, everyone at the table, which was mainly his, you know, kids and all that, they looked at him with a straight face, like they were uninterested. It was like they don't even like him. And also, during the 40th party that Will set up, Jada was not happy. And if I remember correctly, she told Will that this was a display of his ego. When I saw the video of him describing the party, you know, what he had planned and all that, he did that out of love. Like, he was really excited for what he had did to set up that party. But in her 50th birthday party, she was happier than a tick in a bloodbath. And you know what else? Will wasn't there. And his oldest son, Trey, wasn't there neither. So now Will Smith is banned from the Oscars for 10 years. Recently, Will Smith released a book called Will, an autobiography about his life. And I haven't read it yet, but I remember a content creator I watched that said in the book, Will said his father was the most intelligent, charismatic man he ever met in his life. But whenever he got drunk, he was the biggest idiot to ever exist. I didn't say this verbatim, but you do understand. One day, Will's father got drunk, and his father and his mother got into an argument, and his father punched his mother so hard, she fell to the ground. Will saw this as a child and was traumatized. And if I remember correctly from what the content creator said, he has felt like a coward for not being able to protect his mother at that moment. He has been living in that moment ever since. And recently there's a video of Jada just recording Will, you know, just invading his privacy and everything like that. And he told her, look, don't record me, please. And you can see in his, you can see on his face, that man is, he's going through stuff. He really is. So here is my opinion about all of this. As many people have been saying, Will needs to leave jail. And Will needs to get therapy too. Jada is literally destroying this man by constantly comparing him to Pac, most likely telling him Pac is better than him. She cheated on him, sleeping with her son's best friend, August Alsina. Well, not best friend, but friend, I should say. Turned his children against him because of that moment in the video when he was describing the 40th birthday party. And I also noticed, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have, over time, his children, except for the oldest one, Trey, they have gotten weirder over time. If I remember correctly, Jaden, at one point, got pink hair. He had pink hair. And it looked, to me, it looked very ridiculous. Not to mention, Will got banned from the Oscars. And his career is getting messed up. A lot of projects he had are on hold and or getting canceled. I personally think Jada doesn't even love Will. Because look at her actions. And I know some people are going to say, she loves Will, otherwise they would not get married. Well, I'm going to tell y'all this. Just because someone is in a marriage doesn't mean they like each other. Because I've seen comments from people saying that they hate their spouse. Also, just because someone is in a relationship doesn't necessarily mean they like each other too. Some marriages back then at certain time periods and eras, some people got married for survival. Some marriages happened because they were forced to. But this is my message to y'all. Don't waste your time with someone that doesn't love you back. Work on self-love. Love yourself. Work on yourself. And one day, you'll find someone who wants you for you. If you want a relationship. But this has been another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.